Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, I had applied for the CCW Certified Corporation in December, and I was going by what it was telling me that I was supposed to be getting. I didn't get anything in the mail, no paperwork that I need to fill out to send back off, or my certificate completion. I didn't get anything, and I didn't pay my money, and I didn't get nothing. I was told to wait 21 days after I purchased the stuff online and haven't received anything yet.
Okay. All right. I believe I have your account pulled up. Is this Ms. Mosley?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes. 5601 Kitten Set Court, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604.
Okay, thank you. And is your email address mosleytawanda55@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So I do see that you did the online certification back in December. And let's see here. Did you receive the gun holster?
Yeah, I received the gun holster. Yeah,
you
I
got
received
that.
That.
Okay, but not the certification.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Did you receive the email that they sent you on February the 22nd?
They sent me a what?
They sent an email, not on February, I'm sorry, on December the 22nd, they sent you an email with your digital copy of your certificate and everything.
Yeah, that's the same day I purchased all that stuff. Yeah, I remember.
Right.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So either that evening or the day following, because I see it was that night that you did the certification, they sent you an email that had the digital copy of that certificate and everything. So you did receive that. You just didn't get your physical copy.
I didn't get my physical copy, and I'm supposed to get some paperwork or something to fill out and send back off. Or I was supposed to go to a police, the sheriff's department and get something filled out and sent it back to in Virginia. I didn't get no paperwork.
Yes. That was in that email included with your certificate. Yes, ma'am. They sent the application, the checklist, and the certificate all together to your email. You could go on ahead and get it to get everything completed. Because they stopped accepting the online certifications through the Virginia State Police after the first of the year. Yes, ma'am. So we can't send out any more physical copies. Yes, ma'am. I mean, I can request that they, resend the email if you need that. If you don't still have it in your mail there, and you could take it to your local sheriff's office.
Let me look and see. So if the paperwork, I'm gonna look through these emails. So if it's in there, so pretty much I can print it out, fill it out, and I need to go to the sheriff's department here where I'm at, and then have these paperwork filled back out to you guys.
You wouldn't have to send anything back to us at this point. You would just take the certification, showing that you've had that safety training, to your local sheriff's office and get a new application from them, since it's, after the first of the year. You have to get a new application from them and fill it out, and you turn everything back into them. I don't know if they have an online option. You can always call your local sheriff's office and see if you can fill it out online and download your certificate. But you can just check with them and, find out how you need to do it that way. But yes, ma'am, it should be in your email either on December the 22nd or December 23rd. It'll be from Certified CCW, and it may have ended up in like your junk or spam folder, because they are an automated system that sends it out. So you can check in there as well.
Okay, I see it, because it's saying something that it's telling me some steps. Print your certification of completion, and it said complete. I don't know why I didn't see this. Then say application package.
Now you won't have to do the application package, because they've got a new one. You've got to do a new one after after the first of the year, because you signed up prior to, you know, 2020 ending. So you'll have to go to your local sheriff's office to get, you know, a new application, but you can, you know, use your certification from us showing you've had that safety training.
Oh, okay, to get the application.
Right, right. You just need to print out your certificate. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I also see it's saying that you have to do a complete fingerprint card.
Yeah, check with your local sheriff's office and see what all they require now. You know, things have changed as far as gun laws and permits to carry and conceal after the first of the year. So check with them, see if they have a checklist for you and maybe an online application and all of that. Yes, ma'am. They very likely will get you to do a fingerprint card, but I don't know if they'll have you do it yourself or if they'll do it there.
Okay, so I don't need to, pretty much, I don't need to send nothing back to you guys. I just do it all here.
Correct.
When I'm there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And you've got your certification there on the email.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. We thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Mosley. You have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.